New uses for soybeans look to edge out petroleum products. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Soybean-based products are giving petroleum-based products some real competition these days. Barry Alexander is a Kentucky soybean grower and a United Soybean board member.
My goal would be that we sell everything as a value-added soybean, that it's going out, being exported, being consumed in our country as a post-processed product, whether it's in asphalt, whether it's in commercial sealants, lubricants. It would be beneficial for everyone in the farm economy and our overall economy to be pushing these out as a value-added product.
Alexander joins Scott Porter of Houston, Texas-based Dynamic Green Products in an AgriPulse webinar to tout the value of using soybean oil lubricants.
We're very proud of what we've accomplished with U.S. Soy, state-level soybean councils and farmers, but we're building the most prolific retail soy-based lubricant line that's ever been done in the country.
And here's Lindsay Hermes, CEO of BioSpan Technologies in Washington, Missouri.
You don't need a moonshot to change the face of the earth. You need accessible, affordable solutions. And soy-based chemistry can do what petroleum does, cleaner and often cheaper.
Hermes would like to see bio-based products become the default choice and not the alternative. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.